Hey guys, it's Dr. Dave, and I am super excited to share with you today. I am officially off of Lexapro, 100% done. And I want to share a little bit about my Lexapro journey and the feeling of Lexapro versus microdosing magic mushrooms, or using magic mushrooms in general. And I'll probably do another video in the near future, just being a little more specific and a little more descriptive, exactly like how I felt on Lexapro, how I felt on nothing, and how I feel now on magic mushrooms. There's definitely a very, very large difference in the three. And I'll share that with you probably in another video. I'm gonna make this a little bit on the shorter side today. It's kind of a celebratory video about being off of Lexapro. So I'll just tell you a little bit about my Lexapro journey. Now, for those of you that are not sure, Lexapro is an SSRI, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, pharmaceutical drug. It is designed to combat or take care of or mitigate depression and anxiety. And it does work well. I don't want to say that it doesn't work. I don't want to say that it's a bad drug. It's actually a good drug. When I first started Lexapro, probably about a year and a half to 2 years ago, something like that. I started because of anxiety and depression, and I started on 10 milligrams. And the 10 milligrams worked okay, but not as well as I thought it should have. And there were still some days that I had to supplement some benzodiazepine, some Valium with it, because I felt too anxious or too depressed or something. So that I needed something to help with the anxiety, mainly the anxiety, I think. I went up to 15 milligrams for a while. That was better, but not as good as I thought it should be. So ultimately I went up to 20 milligrams per day of Lexapro and stayed there for quite some time. It was working well. I didn't have to take benzodiazepines at all. It was just the Lexapro. I felt pretty darn good every day. But I felt I could do better. I felt that wasn't really a long-term solution for me, because quite honestly, I did not want to be on Lexapro the rest of my life. And that's the only option, because once you get off of it, you return to the way you were. It's something that works while you're on it only. It's not like a cure. It doesn't cure your depression or anxiety. So that's when I learned about microdosing, and I kind of got into the world of microdosing magic mushrooms. And when I started microdosing magic mushrooms, I was on the Lexapro at the same time. It would be kind of irresponsible, I think, to just say, I'm gonna get off my Lexapro totally and then try something else. I wanted to try them both at the same time. And as long as you're doing that, again, as long as you're doing that responsibly, I don't think there's a problem there at all with serotonin syndrome or anything like that. Again, this is not medical advice. This is my own personal experience, but it worked very well for me. As soon as I got on the microdosing of magic mushrooms, my body started feeling totally different, to the point where I was able to get off blood pressure medication. I was able to totally throw out all of the benzos that I had, because there was no use for them anymore. I never had to use them again. But I was still taking Lexapro at the same time that I was microdosing. But it got to the point where I said to myself, I don't really feel I need both of these, and I don't want to be on Lexapro forever, so I'm going to start weaning off of the Lexapro. And I did it over a long period of time. I think it was probably the beginning of this year. I started going down from 20 to 15, and I did that for several weeks, definitely several weeks, maybe even a good month or so before I went down to 10 milligrams of Lexapro. I stayed on 10 for a while. I just wanted to be safe, and I didn't want to do anything too quick, too fast, too stupid. So then ultimately I went to 5 milligrams of Lexapro, and then to 2.5, which is a tiny, tiny fraction. It's a half of the five, because they don't even make 2.5. And then I would do 2.5 every other day. And then it came to the point where I said, I'm just not gonna do my 2.5 every other day. I'm totally, totally off. So that's where I am right now. I feel absolutely fantastic. I feel, I would say, better than I have felt probably in decades, and it's not an exaggeration, in decades. And the only medicine I take these days is magic mushrooms. That's all I need. I'm gonna still be experimenting and see if I get to the point where I don't even have to microdose anymore, maybe just an occasional macro or something like that. I'm not really sure yet where this is going to lead me, but I wanted to share the main point of today's video is that Lexapro is done. All pharmaceuticals are done. And again, I want to reiterate, pharmaceuticals are not necessarily bad, but they are generally not a cure. There a lot of them, like high blood pressure meds and anti-anxieties and antidepressants, they're the things you have to continue throughout your whole life. I don't want that. I wanted a more of a natural cure. And I will tell you this, I'm gonna go back and do a whole video on this because I think it's worth doing more time for this. But if I could just compare the way I feel now, only using magic mushrooms, as to the way I felt when I was only using Lexapro, there's no comparison. There's zero comparison. I'm standing here recording this video with an anxiety level of not only an anxiety level of zero and a depression level of zero, but a level of feeling just that I've got everything back in my life that I think I should have had years ago, but didn't know what to do, didn't know where to turn. It's really nothing short of amazing. I'm sold. I'm totally sold on this. It's not a placebo. It's not a fluke. It's not a weird esoteric thing. This absolutely works. At least it does for me. I know everybody's different. I know I've heard a lot of you say you're afraid to use magic mushrooms because you just get anxious even thinking about it. I hear you. I hear all that. I'm talking about my personal experience. This has been a godsend for me because, again, I'm so happy that I was able to toss the Lexapro in the trash can, toss the high blood pressure meds in the trash can, toss the Valium in the trash can. God, I mean, my garbage collector is probably high and stoned, and you who knows what they're doing. but that's all I want to tell you today. I get a lot of comments and a lot of emails and a lot of questions from a lot of you, and my main theme of this video today is, you can do, if I can do this, I'm just a regular guy. Yeah, I'm a doc, I'm a retired dentist, but still a regular guy, a regular human being. If I can do this, I think anybody can do it. It is really, truly fantastic. Okay, I'll stop now. I'll come back on and do like a real comparison pretty soon on really how I felt on Lexapro and on nothing and on magic mushrooms microdosing. I'm Dr. Dave. Do not use this as medical advice. Consult with your health professional. Comment, question, like the video if you can. Comments and questions and liking the video, liking the channel really does help me a lot. And the more people I can reach to change lives all over the world, I will do it. Talk to you soon. Bless you. Have a great day.